Welcome to Live and Love Your Brand, a podcast to support you in sharing your message and mission with the world. I'm your host, Emma Lovell. I'm lovely by name, lovely by nature. I'm a personal branding specialist with a mission to support female entrepreneurs to live and love their brand. I've been running my business, Lovely Communications, for more than 12 years, and I can hand on heart say that my success has come from the strength of my personal brand. I believe in the power of owning and sharing our story. I want to help you own your story, shop consistently, and really put yourself out there. So here on the podcast, you'll find helpful tips, practical exercises, and joyful discussions that will inspire you to reconnect with your brand and communicate it more effectively. I'll be joined by incredible experts to discuss how personal branding can have a huge impact on your business and on your life. I'd love to hear from you, so please make sure to connect over on social media. You can find me on Instagram, at lovelycomms, that's L-O-V-E-L-L-Y, double the L means double the life, Facebook, Lovely Communications, and you can join in the conversation in our lovely community, the Live and Love Your Brand Facebook group. Of course, make sure to come back weekly as each new episode drops. I can't wait to share with you how to gain clarity, build confidence, and increase connections, all by sharing your unique personal brand with the world. Lovely Communications is based on the Gold Coast and recognises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this place, now known as Australia. We are grateful for the continuing care of the lands, waterways and skies where we work, live, listen, learn and play. From here on Yugambeh country and from wherever you are listening, we respect the elders past, present and emerging. Hello and welcome to today's episode. I am going to talk to you today about suppressing who we are, and I want to share with you the way that I was doing that and the big awakening that I had last year and how that shifted things for me. So if this brings things up for you, I hope that you can find some way to channel that or have someone to speak, because yeah, I think this happens to many of us in different ways. And for me, it showed up. I wasn't and potentially am still not showing up fully. And that's through years of conditioning and suppressing. So how did this come about? Well, I started doing a program last year called SMA. Sacred Money Archetypes with Denise Duffield Thomas. So Sacred Money Archetypes was actually created by Kendall Summerhawk. Denise did her program and then became certified so that she could also teach it. And I was totally attracted to the launch. I'd been reading the books before, but I just really felt like this was, I love personality tests. I love personality profiles. And this is dealing with your money profile, your money archetype. But Kendall Summerhawk says that how you do money is how you do everything. And I've definitely seen how it's not just about money. It's about business. It's about relationships. It's about how I show up in the world. And you know, obviously we take things with a grain of salt, but I've always found personality profiles, horoscopes, things like that, to be a great guide and insight into who I am. It's not all of me. We are all each unique and show up differently, but definitely helped me just to understand more about myself and to celebrate and own who I am. So I won't go into it too much. You can totally look it up. You can actually do the quiz for yourself. It's denisedt.com/quiz. I'll put it in the show notes as well so you can work out your money archetypes. And I'd love to hear from you if you do it because I'm all about it. And I'm really keen to hear who my audience is as well. I believe I know who I want to be speaking to and who I attract, but I could be wrong, and I'm really keen to hear sort of why your profile is and why you choose to listen as well. It would be wonderful to know that. But my profiles are the Maverick, the Celebrity and the Nurturer. And there's 8 different profiles. I want to talk today about the Celebrity because I was suppressing her. And when I was doing this course and when I heard the Celebrity video explanation about the Celebrity and how they show up and the helpful and harmful behaviours. So we've all always got strengths and challenges strengths and challenges or balconies and basements of our personality. So generally when you're in a time of struggle or challenge, you'll be in that the challenge side. And then when you're really in your own, owning your element, you're in the strength side. And so with Celebrity, listening to the video, I just cried. I was quite surprised by the Celebrity, I was going to say diagnosis, the Celebrity profile for me. I don't think anyone listening, since the fact that I have a podcast and I do speaking and emceeing and I have done since a very young age, it's not really a surprise in some senses, but it was a surprise in terms of how I viewed myself. And I had heard the message a few times last year to let go, to surrender, and also that the only person saying the things about me that I'm hearing is me. The person holding me back is me. Which is really tough to hear. You know, it's Taylor Swift nailed it. Hi, I'm the problem, it's me. So nobody's saying the things that I thought I was hearing, but what happens with the Celebrity profile is that often, and I'm just going to tell you how it is, this is something that we have to learn to do, and especially in Australia, people tend to think if you're talking about yourself, then you're being big upping yourself. I'm quite happy talking about myself. Shameless self-promotion, I'm fine with in a sense, but there was also always that thing of like, oh, what are people going to think? And so we hold back a bit of ourselves. And generally what's happened with a celebrity is they can attract jealousy. So people are jealous of the fact that they are charismatic, that they do attract attention, and they do that without much effort or energy. It just happens. And so people can be envious of that. And where this tends to show up, as with many people and many issues, is in high school. And I know for me, even though I have some amazing friends from high school and had some great times, honestly, like now, I'll have a bad dream and it will be my high school people in there. And I now recognize that that's me being doubting myself, questioning myself, not believing in myself, the who am I to, and potentially at some point someone said, who are you to do this? And why are you putting yourself out like that? And why do you always put your hand up for things? And why are you up on the stage? And how dare you? Or I don't know, whatever. That's all been said to me. Generally, celebrities are called a show-off. I'm also a Leo. You're called a show-off as a child. You know, or hogging the spotlight or whatever, you know. And if you're hearing this and feeling it, like I see you and I hear you and I feel you, because it just brought out all that for me. And but the thing is, nobody is saying that anymore. And if they do say that, I am at a place where I have so much confidence and self-esteem to a degree that I would tell them, well, just turn it off then. Like, if you don't like what I'm putting up on social media, unfollow me. If you don't want to come and hear me speak, leave the room. If you're not enjoying this podcast, it's fine. You don't have to listen anymore, but don't come into my DMs and tell me that you don't like what I'm saying. It's funny now, even if I do get a response like that, I kind of go, oh, well, you listened, or you're still here. You clearly hit a nerve. But there's clearly, obviously, there's things that I still have to work on, and we always will. There will always be new levels, new level, new devil, where you have to work on it. But I couldn't believe how I was genuinely shocked at how much I had been suppressing this part of me. And where it plays out for my clients, and I see it happening, is that concern about jealousy, the concern about being too big for your boots, the concern about being seen as a show-off. You know, we just view this any time that you're speaking about yourself, that it's showing off. When it's not, it's stating facts. Like, you are good at what you do. You are an expert. You are knowledgeable. You are the best in the biz. Like, if you need any help, just get Jade Warne in your corner. She will lift you up and see all of your beauty, just as I want to be a cheerleader, because you have all those things, and it's just stating fact that that's what's happening. You know, we really need to embrace the fig jam, which is, excuse the swearing, but fuck, I'm good. Just ask me, you know. And Steve Martin said, be so good they can't ignore you. But like, you know, adding to that, and I had this on an episode with Nigel Bowen, it's like, be so good they can't ignore you, and tell people how good you are, because maybe no one else is going to do it for you. And we shouldn't rely upon everyone else to just say how good we are. Like, you have to own that. And, you know, when you do see a celebrity really stepping into their light, like a celebrity in the traditional sense, you think of you know, J-Lo, you think of Lady Gaga, you think of Judy Garland, Marilyn Monroe, when they stand in that light, they are spectacular and you can't take your eyes off them. And that's because they have to own that. They have to understand that they are the star of the show. They're the one we're paying the money to see. They're the one who we want to buy a piece of. And for a celebrity, the most freeing thing was that it's like, it's okay for me to make money and to be successful because of who I am. Like, I can say that out loud. I can say that to you. Like, it is okay that people will come to an event just to be around me, that someone will buy a resource that I've created because I created it. I know that people come to events because I'm there. I know that people go to places because I inspire them and I encourage them and I invite them in. I know that I show people that it's possible. Like, that's part of the celebrity and that's a gift. And why would I not use that gift and embrace that gift? The other way that I've seen it play out for my clients and where I want to help them, because I think your mess is your message, and like what I'm learning and what I'm working through, I want to help others. And if I can give them a piece of my, like, you don't have to be the celebrity, but you can, like, forever, that might not be your personality or your profile. You don't need to want the spotlight, but you can have a little bit of celebrity magic. You can have a little bit of my celebrity magic just for the moment, so that you can just step into your power enough to own what you're doing, to own who you are, and to be unapologetic about it. Like, I want to cry. Like, I'm so passionate about these. But, you know, where I see that suppressing happening as well is because we get, in the course of our life, we get all these roles and titles. And so you get told that you are this job. You get told that you're a mum. You get told that you're a daughter. You get told that you're a cheerleader. You get told that you're a soccer player. You get told that you're whatever. You get put into a box and a category. And then you wear all these different roles and titles, and you become them. And so you wear all these different layers to the point where, who are you? Who are you underneath all of that? And instead of being like, I'm a soccer player, I'm a mum, I'm a traveller, I'm a business manager, I'm a accountant, I'm a lawyer, you are you. And you say, I am your name. So I am Emma and I love soccer. I am Emma and I am a business manager. I run a business, sorry. I'm a lawyer. I'm Emma and I'm also a lawyer, or I am, you know, an expert at law. I'm Emma and I love cheerleading. You know, instead of the doing becoming who we are, it's we are who we are. You happen to have done a lot of things, and all of those many things, all of those roles and titles, they're part of you. They're pieces of you, like a beautiful puzzle. They're pieces of you, and all together they make up you. All those experiences that have brought you here today. So, you know, I'm not ungrateful, or I would never want to not have had the experiences I've had in my life. But what I'm doing at the moment is no longer suppressing who I truly am, no longer suppressing the gifts that I have, because my gift, my celebrity, my ability to speak, my ability to share, my ability to see the beauty, to see the sparkle, to celebrate that and enjoy that, it's a gift that I can give people, and it's a gift that I want to share with all of you. And I can't do that if I suppress it anymore. And I suppress her. I talk about it like her. I was suppressing her. How sad is that, you know, that beautiful part of me didn't get to come out into the world fully. And I thank everyone who's said it to me, back to me, who's seen it, who's mirrored that for me. But I have to take responsibility and leadership and own that. And so this has been a pretty personal episode. You know, I've talked really to that money archetype, but I've been learning a lot about myself through these other ones as well. You know, and whether you believe it or not, whether you believe in personality profiles, if you work with me, you're probably going to get into it because I love them. But whatever it is that helps you to see you as you are and the beautiful you that you are, I am all for it. And this has helped me so much. And I hope that you're seeing it more and more, and you're going to see it a whole lot more soon, because I've got some really exciting things happening on this podcast and really exciting things happening for my brand. And you're going to see that celebrity shine in full force, and I can't wait for it. Now, if this is something that you do need help with, what I have created is an hour of power. And in this hour of power, I am going to give you my celebrity. I'm going to give you my magic. I'm going to shine a light on how all the wonderful aspects of you that you need to be bringing out, and giving you that permission and allowing you to shine. I will give you everything I know about PR, marketing, shameless self-promotion, just promotion in general. I used to work in promotion. So anything you need to get your brand out there, to get some clarity on how you're speaking to your audience, get some clarity on how you speak about or to yourself, all of that I can help you with. I am a personal branding specialist. I am a coach. And in those hours, I just want to give you everything so that you remove the overwhelm, you get some clear action steps, and that you can go out into the world and shine however you need to do it. So this Hour of Power, they are now at my website. Check my link in my bio. If you're on Instagram, check my link in the show notes. Just send me a message. Emma@lovelycommunications.com, email. Just get in contact. I'll give you that Hour of Power because I think it can really help you to move forward. Thank you for listening today. This is, as I said, I felt really inspired. I must say, I'm recording this in Bali. I tonight took myself out a little date. I went and bought myself a new dress. I walked out to the beach. I'm wearing a rainbow dress. I went out and stood at the sunset. I was wearing the exact same color dress as the sunset. I bought myself a lovely steak dinner. Had a cocktail, and I just sat there and I was like, yes, this is my celebrity life. This is my rich life. This is my life that, you know, this is a success. This is celebrating the wins as they happen, celebrating where I'm at right now and being so grateful for where I'm at and so excited for what's to come. And I hope I can help you with all of those things. I'll definitely be doing a debrief about the time here. And I want to talk more about this celebrating, making time for yourself and rewarding yourself as well. That's all part of it. And so thank you for listening today. Thank you for hearing my story. And if this has resonated with you at all, I would love to hear from you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining me today for another episode of Live and Love Your Brand. I'm so grateful that you've shared your time by listening today. That means so much to me. And if you're loving what you're learning, I would be so appreciative if you'd leave a review, rate this podcast, and subscribe. It really shows me that you care, but it also helps other listeners to find us too. Again, please be sure to connect with me. I love hearing from you and getting to know your story. You can connect with me on Instagram @lovelycomms, Facebook, Lovely Communications, and please do join the gorgeous community, Live and Love Your Brand, our Facebook group. Or if you're ready to take action now and want to improve how you show up in the world with your brand, then head on over to lovelycommunications.com. Again, lovely is LOVELLY, communications.com, to learn how you can work with me. My clients have gone on to experience opportunities that they could never have dreamed of. From starting businesses to taking leadership in their own life, they have found the confidence to stand in who they are and to go wholeheartedly after what they truly want in life. And I want that for you too. If you're ready to invest in yourself and reconnect with who you are, then let's chat. Thank you again for listening. Now go into the world and share the beauty that is the uniqueness of you. Catch you next week, lovely.